You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, it's easy to make a child's holiday. Just bring a new unwrapped toy to First Energy Stadium on Sunday, December 15th, for the Cleveland Browns Toys for Tots Toy Drive. Marines will be collecting toys and cash December 15th for the Cleveland Browns Toys for Tots Drive, and the donations are at the gate from 11 a.m. through the first quarter. So come on out and open your hearts and open your wallets and help out. You always do in a big way here in Cleveland. For more information on this, visit clevelandbrowns.com. All right, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we want to let you hear from some of the coaches on this coaching staff, especially the coordinators for the Browns, Norv Turner, Ray Horton, both met with media. And also, we're going to get some cuts from the head coach of the Patriots, who is, you know who that is, Bill Belichick. Let's start with Norv Turner. And Nate, he talks about comparing Josh Gordon with other standout wide receivers.
He's proven he can be a elite receiver in this league in terms of production, because he's already doing that in terms of 1,200 yards in the number of games he's played. Now, I always tell guys, I've been around a lot of guys that have had a great game. I've been around some guys who've had a great year. The great ones that you're talking about do it week to week to week, and then they do it 2 years in a row, then they do it 3 years in a row, then they do it 4 years in a row. And then you do it like that, and then people can start comparing you to some of those people you're asking about.
You know, he's talking about wanting to see the longevity of his production, which
yes.
is exactly right. But I know that Norv Turner is so excited to have this guy on his team, to see what this guy can do in practice, see what this guy can do in games.
No question. And when we talked in the beginning of the season, we said Norv Turner's offense is absolutely perfect for a guy like Josh Gordon. And if you remember, I said it had been five straight years. His number one receiver averaged over 17 yards a catch and 10 yards a target. Well, Josh Gordon this season is averaging 19.5 yards per catch, and he is averaging over 11 yards per target. So he is having a remarkable season, taking exactly what Norv Turner's offense does and doing it even better. It had been 17-10 for guys like Vincent Jackson, a very good player, and Gordon is averaging 19.5 yards a catch and 11 yards a target. Absolutely phenomenal stuff. I love what you're seeing from Josh Gordon. I love this offense for Josh Gordon. Norv Turner is the perfect guy, and he's right. Josh Gordon has shown us now, undeniably, he has the talent to be one of the all-time greats, and I think Norv Turner is wisely challenging him to prove it to me week after week and year after year, and then you, sir, will be right down the road in Akron with Groza and Canton Brown.
You, sir.
Yes.
And by the way, Norv also touched on, and this is the very thing that can lead to this sustainable success, touched on Gordon's work ethic.
You know, we sat out here, and that's why I don't pay attention to all the people that come in here for 1 or 2 days and watch practice. We sat here in August, and everyone complained the guy doesn't work hard, he doesn't run routes, he doesn't finish. And that was the last, in the 4 minutes left in the game, he had probably run, he'd already caught 9 balls for 150 yards. He ran, I didn't see him not run a route full speed. And he goes 95 yards and pulls away from some pretty fast guys. The play that was equally as impressive in the Hail Mary, if you put a clock on him, I'm sure the 40-yard dash time would have been incredible, because he was running as hard as you can run, hoping he had a chance to make a play. So all this, you know, August talk is just talk, and he's a young player that's maturing and getting a lot better, and I think he can really get a lot better. You know, we just need to, you know, keep working the way we've been working, the way he's working.
I love that.
I just was going to say, I think that's a great response. The August talk, because it was happening. There was this sense of, based only on practice, that this guy looked like he was not engaged, that he was not doing enough to show that he could be a good receiver, that he was going through the motions, that he just didn't care. And that became perpetuated as it went from opinion to fact in a matter of days and then weeks and then into the season. And Norv, this was one of the things before that news conference. I know he had talked to me and said, he just brought it up out of the blue. He goes, how about all that training camp talk? He goes, and he was genuinely ticked off about it, genuinely mad about it.
Norv should have just come and listened to Cleveland Browns Daily and listened to me talk. I wasn't worried about it. And part of it is he doesn't necessarily look like he is running hard. He is just fast and has an effortless gait, and he runs. When you saw him that 95-yard touchdown, those other guys seemed to be working much harder to try to catch up to him, yeah. And they had no chance. He was just pulling away from him. But I love the fact that Norv Turner, who I think is a very honest, very blunt, and at times very critical coach of his players, for him to say that is strong, and also does great coaching at the end of it, saying, let's just keep it going, let's keep progressing, keep working, and keep harnessing the tremendous talent that you have. And Norv Turner, the guy calling the plays for the Cleveland Browns, could have been calling plays for Alex Taney or Caleb Haney. He was asked if he is relieved to have Jason Campbell back.
You know, just getting him back in the walkthrough, I think everyone felt a sense of relief in terms of, you know, there's some continuity. Now we you know, we're going to work all three guys and, you know, make sure that we've covered all the bases in terms of getting ready and going to play a very good football team.
Yeah, cover all the bases, mainly for that now backup quarterback spot. But having, you know, that having Campbell back there means a lot to this football team. It's not any kind of cure-all. We know that. We know the quarterback position remains a huge, huge question mark. Nothing gets solved or resolved with Campbell returning. But just for this week, and hopefully for the remaining weeks, there's at least some modicum of stability at the position.
Thank goodness. And it is just a modicum, as we know, the quarterback carousel. But at least it didn't get to desperate times right here this week. And Norv's talking about how, in many ways, this has been a season of firsts for him.
All right, well, hopefully we'll get that cut. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, is efforting that, but we do have a cut of him talking about that. But it has been, I mean, for Norv Turner, for Rob Chudzinski, it's all about experiencing things they haven't before. And, again, starting this week with the distinct possibility, or when we got to Tuesday and said Caleb Haney could end up starting for this team, and if Jason Campbell had not recovered from this concussion, that is the guy who would have been starting Sunday. And I think anticipating disaster from that probably wasn't going out on a limb.
No, it was not by a long shot at all. And, you know, you look at Norv Turner. He had Phillip Rivers for all those years in San Diego, and Phillip Rivers was a tough guy who did not miss time. You look at Cam Newton in Carolina, had played every game with Rob Chudzinski. So this is a very, very different situation for this head coach and this offensive coordinator to try to deal with the quarterback carousel. And we have an opportunity, if Jason Campbell can start and finish the next four games, to have at least one four-game stretch for the Browns with one quarterback. Has not yet happened this year, and if it doesn't happen in the Final Four, it won't happen in 2013.
In a little bit, we want to take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton sitting down with running back Chris Obanaya. Always good to get Chris Obanaya's thoughts. That's going to come up.
Obi,
that's going to come up next. Also want to hear from you. Want those barks? 216-578-0850. There we go. 216-578-0850. And tweets at Browns_daily. It's a Football Friday. I'm Vic Carucci. He is Nathan Zagura. Got Carly McCord hanging out with us here, also doing some tweets throughout the show. Check those out at Browns_daily. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850, WKNR.